travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Well, that is just music to my heart. It's music to my ears and music to my heart. Thank you, Christina. Welcome to the best travel podcast ever. I think we've had more names than there are Smiths in the phone book to this podcast. But that's okay. The names may have changed. The content remains the same. We're here to help you with ideas on where to go, what to do, and where to stay on your next vacation. And I do want you to get out there and actually go on vacation. Very important we do this. And, you know, it's interesting. Even when you start to think about going somewhere, you are engaging. What was that all about? You are engaging in a multi-billion dollar industry that's certainly worldwide and soon to be galactic-wide, filled with a bunch of people who, you know, most of them are really caring, awesome, wonderful people that are going to try to sell you something to enhance your vacation experience. That's who they are. An industry that was hurt terribly by COVID-19, but is recovering nicely. So thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate it. I am Eric Hastings, your host. I will be with you through every single one of these episodes. And if you're curious to know what this is about, what this podcast really is about, this podcast is actually a marriage of the three things that I love to do. Okay? The three things that I absolutely love, aside from my children, of course, and my friends and my family, that goes without saying. The three things are comedy, travel, and media. And that's what this is. So we're making a podcast about subject matter that I care about, which is travel, and we're going to do it in a funny way. How about them apples? I don't know how many episodes we're going to do, and frankly, I don't care. What I do care about is that you downloaded this and you're listening to it now. So let me tell you right now, you, and I'm talking about you, by the way, have so many options when it comes to travel. You have all of the information available to you online. Pretty much everything you could possibly want to know about a place that you've never been is available online. You have access to experts that will help you plan these trips, i.e. a trusted travel advisor. They used to be called travel agents. They're rebranding. You have travel advisors. You have friends. You have travel product providers, airlines, hotels, cruise lines, resorts, car rentals, trains. Okay, you've got the ground operators, the tour operators, the tour guides. There's so many people. And then you have the places themselves, right? Then you have the cities, the towns, the regions, the countries. Then you've got the museums inside those towns and the restaurants and the entertainment venues and the activities. What are you going to do? I tell you today, I have the answer for you. Here's what you're going to do when it comes to travel. You're going to do whatever the hell you want. That's what you're going to do. How about them apples? There are no restrictions. None. Now, you might have a financial situation to deal with. Of course, we all do, right? You may have a budget. Can you go to the Taj Mahal on a budget? Sure. Would you want to? I wouldn't. Sorry, not sorry. But nevertheless, you can. Any price point, pretty much, any place. You've got millions of hotel rooms to choose from. You've got airlines that'll get you there, cruise ship companies that'll take you there. You can rent a car. You can take your own car. You can get out there and just explore it. Do you need a passport? No. We just released a video. A week ago. Well, probably 2 weeks by the time you're hearing this, right? I wanted to make a video that featured all the national parks. And what's interesting to me is that what you don't realize is that the National Park Service oversees 420 sites, and only 63 of those are national parks. And are they open to you? Yes, they are. And they're right here in the United States of America. Do you need a passport to go to them? No. Do you need to be an outdoorsy person? No, I'm not. And I love going to our national parks. Anyway, you can see that video on our website at ericthetravelguide.com. So you've got that to consider. So just when you start to think about where you're going to go and what you're going to do, and why? You know, those are the questions I always ask. You know, people ask me all the time, like, where should I go? And I tell them places because they just want answers, right? But the reality of it is, I always ask them, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Well, I've always wanted to do that. You know, you find out. People have different things. They want to do different things. They want to see different things. They want to feel different things. But let me make it very clear. If you think that you can take a vacation away from your problems, if you have problems, guess what? You can't. Your problems will pack a bag too and follow you, okay? So my suggestion is get your issues under control before you go, because you don't want to be in a foreign country or in a different place and have your issues follow you. That's not good. On today's program, I wish we had time to do more, but we don't, which means we're going to get to it. We've got, we still have our guest to get to today. You've heard of David Neeleman. Maybe you haven't, but I hope you have, because David Neeleman just started a brand new airline. Again, he started JetBlue with others, but he just started a new airline, Breeze Airways. Nonstop, easy nonstop flights from $39. Now, right now, as we stand here today, it is the 7th of June. It looks like Hartford, Louisville, Tulsa are the three places they fly now. But listen to this. Tampa, Louis Armstrong down in New Orleans starts July 8th. Oh, this is great. They've got basically their entire route, or at least their initial route, routes all start in June or July of this year. And they've been delayed because of COVID. But David Neeleman is somebody you might want to pay attention to, and pay attention to Breeze Airways. It is not an easy thing to do to start an airline. As a matter of fact, you may not remember this, but JetBlue, when they started in 2007, they started in 2000. And in 2007, we had a huge storm here in the Northeast, and it almost killed the airline. It almost killed them because they were so small. They had a hard time. They stranded passengers. It was really a PR nightmare for them. But they overcame it, and that's partially due to David's leadership and, of course, the amazing group of people that run that airline here in the United States in the Northeast. So pay attention to Breeze. That's available to you. The website is flybreeze.com. That will get you all the information for the nicest airline. Speaking of which, I want to remind you this portion of the best travel podcast ever is being brought to you by Lou and Connie's Non-Essential Oils. With the rise in popularity of essential oils, this husband and wife powerhouse Cleveland-based couple developed a complete line of organic, non-GMO, BPA-free, non-essential oils designed for everyday use and to do absolutely nothing. That's because they are non-essential. Begin your monthly subscription today at Lou and Connie's nonessentialoils.com. I don't think that's a real thing. It may be, but the jury's out on that. All right, our special guest. I told you about David Neeleman from Breeze Airways. Another airline started last year, as a matter of fact, Transnational Airways. And I am incredibly excited to announce that we have the founder and CEO with us on today's show. We will do that in just a matter of moments. So please do us all a favor and hang on. We will continue after this.
You're listening to the best travel podcast ever. I'm throwing away my delivery to make Eric sound even better. You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Well, oh my, wow. This music is aggressive. Welcome back to the best travel podcast ever. Glad you're with us. We have changed names a couple of times. Don't be confused. Richard Fowler is with us. He's the founder and CEO of Transnational Airways. Richard, thank you for being here. And I got to say, I really think your slogan is pretty catchy.
Well, thank you, Eric, for having me. It's nice to be here. And yes, at TNA, we're bringing classy back to the skies.
Got it. Now, I have a question on that in a second, but I understand that the Transnational began flying in May of 2020. Wasn't that during the health pandemic?
That's correct. As you know, we are a new airline offering passengers the TNA difference and our fair price guarantee on every flight. But last year we launched, and it was the perfect timing for us.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you've heard of test pilots before, right? Well,
yes, of course.
Here at TNA, we have the test stewardesses. And yes, we call our flight attendant stewardesses because that's what they want to be called, because they know as well as I do that stewardesses are classy.
The test.
In any event, our stewardesses test their in-flight services on each other for months before they get their wings and before they can service the passengers in the air. Test stewardess program has been very successful for us because we believe passengers are looking for innovation in the air, plus, of course, that signature class.
Of course. You mentioned class before. Now, give us a little example of that real quick.
For instance, glad you asked, in every one of our Boeing 737 narrow-body jets, we feature the unmistakable gold paint job with signature fire engine red accents. And boy, let me tell you something, Eric. When those babies land, you can't miss them.
I'm assuming that class extends to the onboard experience as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah, each and every TNA flight features our signature five-course meal service with prime rib and au jus for every passenger.
Really?
The gold duck or pink champagne is freely flowing from the moment you take your seat. And if you spill a little on our custom triple weave orange plush carpeting, well, nobody's even going to notice the difference. But if they do, our stewardesses will be there to clean up the mess.
Right. But hold on. Did you say prime rib on every flight? How do you do that with the shorter flights?
Well, we don't have any of those. We fly to 34 U.S. destinations from our worldwide hub here in Reno, Nevada, to central business district regional airports such as Fort Walton Beach, Atlantic City, Cleveland, Ohio, and Golden, Colorado.
Hold on. I don't mean to argue with you, Richard. You're a guest on my show here, but hold on a second. Reno to Golden, Colorado is, I would think, a pretty short flight.
Well, yes, that's true, but that doesn't mean that we fly the shortest route. You see, our passengers here want more time in the air, not less. Eric, let me ask you something. Do you know the average age of a flight attendant in other U.S. airlines?
No, I don't.
It's 81.
That's not true.
No, it is. We did the survey. You can see the results of that survey on our website at transnationalair.com.
Oh, God.
But our oldest stewardess is 23 years old, and she's up for retirement next year. You see, we purchased all the Pan Am's flight attendant uniforms after they went belly up in the 90s, and we dyed them bright red, just like our window accent.
Just like the windows. All right, listen, Richard, is Transnational Airways considered a low-cost carrier?
Eric, at TNA, I guarantee if you fly on another airline, you'll always pay less.
Oh.
That's the TNA difference, which may sound a little counterintuitive. We're not about low price. We're about classy onboard experience. Our Boeing 737 narrow-body jets are all twin-aisle aircraft. And we're the only carrier in the history of aviation to have a 3, 1, and 2 seating configuration.
Wait.
As a matter of fact,
I can't let this go. No, wait. That means there are 3 seats on one side of the plane by the windows, 2 seats on the other side of the plane, and then there's 1 seat in the middle of the plane?
Yeah, that's right. We call it the solo seat.
Of course.
And it's just another first in the industry. Now, most of the TNA customers are men who are conducting leisurely business in the hubs we fly to.
Oh, well.
Plus, the solo seat comes with unlimited prime rib, BOGO on every alcoholic beverage, and complimentary access to the periscope view.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm very glad you mentioned that because I'm reading the specs here. And I see that your planes have a couple of very unique features. And I think you said periscope.
We absolutely do. We're the only airline in the history of aviation to have a periscope.
Like submarines have?
Yeah.
What?
Well, of course. Why let just the sailors have all the fun? We're also the first airline in the history of aviation with a glass bottom fuselage.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Well, not in the seating areas, Eric, but the aisles are designed with a glass bottom so you can get up from your seat when the captain says it's safe to do so and stand in the aisle and look down 30,000 feet below. It's really spectacular.
Richard, isn't that where the luggage is supposed to be stored?
Well, here's another tidbit for your listeners.
Oh, boy, here
we go. At TNA, we don't charge you for your bags because we're the only airline in the sky today that doesn't allow any checked baggage. I certainly think we have enough emotional baggage. We don't need to bring anything else on board.
Well, I guess that's true. Before I let you go, Richard, did you see that story about United Airlines that's purchasing aircraft that will shorten flight times by up to 50%?
Well, of course United wants to have shorter flights. That's because United and the rest of them have made it so unpleasant to fly in the first place.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. Thank you. Yeah, that's very true. I'm assuming all this information about transnational air is on your website, right?
Yeah. Just go to our website there, and you'll get the phone number to speak with one of our reservations associates. We don't believe in online booking. We believe providing classy service starts right on the telephone when you book your flight. And all tickets are non-refundable, and you need to book them at least 8 weeks in advance because we are the only airline in the world that will send you a paper ticket.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard, for being here.
I appreciate it. Because we support the United States Postal Service and the United States of America.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Plus, you'll get 2 free drink coupons in that mailer and the menu for the prime rib dinner, lunch, or breakfast, whatever you're having.
Richard, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but will you come back and join us? Thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I'm not sure. I don't know how I feel about that, but I like that guy. It's nice. By the way, if you're enjoying the best travel podcast ever, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you may be listening to this podcast. Thank you, by the way, for listening. I appreciate it. Don't forget, everything we do is backed up at erictravelguy.com, and we'll see you again for another heart-pounding edition.
You've been listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings. Don't worry, we will return again.